Interesting rematch against a district opponent in the Burwell Longhorns, a team that you saw earlier this season in I believe, a two-possession game there for Burwell, but a well-played contest by both schools. Talk about this rematch and how anxious the kids are to get another shot here at this top-ranked team in D1.
Well, yeah, you know, we first half, we left a touchdown on the field on them, too. We were inside the five-yard line, had a penalty, and then just couldn't get untracked after that. And so, basically, that if we'd have scored that, that would have been three touchdowns for them, three touchdowns for us. And, of course, they got two kicks in there, and we got stuffed on our two PAT attempts. So, kind of looked like a little different game. We're hoping that we can at least come out with the same fire offensively that we had then. Hopefully we can put the ball in the end zone when we're given the opportunity this week. As far as Burwell goes, we know what they're going to bring. You know, they are a very tough team as far as physical defense, fast, pursuing, aggressive. Offensively wise, they've stayed their course. They know their offense in and out. They know what they're looking for when they're calling the plays. And the biggest thing I think for us is we need to make sure that we eliminate the big pass plays. We're confident in our run defense. We've always said that we welcome the challenge of somebody that wants to just run the ball instead of throwing it. But Burwell does a great mixture of both, and they seem to pick the perfect time to throw the ball. And it just seems like sometimes we get a little too aggressive in the run. We find ourselves chasing those tight ends in the secondary, and we've just really got to make sure that we keep those guys in front of us this week.
Is that something defensively that you've been stressing to the defensive backfield in terms of this week, just to be alert, be ready on every play, and just maintain your assignment and not get caught up trying to help out with the run?
Absolutely. We told them specifically, was we have two linebackers that have 300 tackles between the two of them.
Yep.
They're going to do their job. You do yours. You make sure that when those receivers are releasing into the routes that you have your coverage. Don't worry about being a linebacker and making those plays. Our linebackers will do their job. And make sure you keep those guys in front of you. And then, of course, you know, size-wise, we're a little disadvantaged. You know, our defensive backs are, one's a freshman, one's a sophomore. I don't think either one of them can stand on their tiptoes and hit 5'9". So we're both we're kind of a little out-hyped, man, especially against Josh Urbanowski from Burwell. We're hoping that if we can get our safety into play, that maybe 2-on-1 will at least even that odd out just a little bit. They throw the ball so dang well off their play action, and they play it. They throw it well when it's a drop back, too. They've got great speed. We just have to make sure that we know the difference between a run and a pass, and when our defensive backs read pass, that they're in coverage.
Coach, offensively, as we flip the coin here for this Rebels football team, how much emphasis, you mentioned it in the Hemingford game, you mentioned it a little bit with Burwell, how much emphasis is just on the word finish for your boys?
That is the key. That is the key. We can't take anything for granted. If we're moving the ball effectively, we have to continue up until we get a touchdown. We can't take it for granted or assume that we're going to, you know, get this or get that. We have to take the ball and score. And if they're stuffing us defensively wise, which we thoroughly expect their defense to come out and do, when we're given that opportunity, we have to take advantage of it. Our linemen have to stay on their blocks to the whistle. These linebackers, they are the shiftiest, craftiest guys. They find ways. They'll be on the ground and they'll be getting tackles. I don't know how they do it, but their linebacking core is one of the best in state, if not the best in state. They find ways of getting guys on the ground even when they're getting blocked. And they find ways of getting off their blocks, too, which makes them awful tough.
This is an Arcadia Loop City football team that has seen a lot of success here in this young development of the co-op. Of course, a good run in the Class C2 state playoffs just 1 year ago. Drop down to D1. You find yourselves in a quarterfinal matchup going against the top-seeded Burwell team here, a team that's undefeated on the season. Coach, as far as the program is concerned, what would a win like this against the Burwell team at home mean for your Rebel team in terms of the program development?
Well, you know, we won some pretty good games last year,
yeah.
And that was the first step in building a program. And that's been my goal as a coach. We don't want to rely on two or three good athletes and have a good season, you know, one every 4 years. We want to be able to reload week in and week out year in and year out with different faces, but yet still be able to do the exact same thing. And this is kind of a testament, again, we got a lot of new faces, especially on our offensive line this year. We're right back to doing what we did last year. And that's exactly what we want as a football team. And we want to be able to establish ourselves as a quality run team, but a team yet that can play action pass and make the ball go. And defensively wise, we do the same thing that we did last year. We are a swarming, aggressive defense. Our linebacking core is just as aggressive this year as it's been in the past. We got a lot of young kids out there on defense, and that's a good thing, because we're winning with young kids, and these are going to be with us for a long time, which is just putting an exclamation point on what I said earlier about building a program. And I'm sure when these kids move on, we'll find somebody else to take their place, and we don't want to lose a step.
Once again, Coach Mike Scott joining us here, the Arcadia Loop City head coach here on our playoff previews here on K-Bear Game Day on K-Bear Country 92.3. Arcadia Loop City taking on Burwell at 6 p.m. over in Arcadia. And, Coach, you know, look no further if you need some examples of teams that were able to pull off some victories and pull off some upset victories in D1. All you got to do is look at the bottom half of that Western bracket. You got a 6 seed and you got a 7 seed. Did you show that to the kids and say, hey, look, you know, these top-seeded teams – they can go down on any given Friday or any given Wednesday or any given Tuesday for that matter, on this week-by-week basis, especially here in the postseason. Did you use some of last week's results as some examples?
Well, I think a lot of us were actually listening to the right at the end of the game of Dundee and Southland. Mm-hmm. And so the kids know. They know that how important it is to be able to execute every single play. And yes, we did use a lot of the results from last week as motivation to get going this week. But the biggest motivation for these guys here is, I think, just the simple fact that they are where they are. And they're two games away from Lincoln. And I don't think that really sunk in for a lot of them until this week. And I think we're very focused. I don't know that we're looking at ourselves necessarily as the underdog, being the lower seed. But we know we played Burwell tough the first time. We know we made some mistakes, both defensively and offensively. The test is simply going to be, will we be able to eliminate those mistakes the next round, and will we be able to execute at the same basic rate or better than what we did offensively and defensively the first time we played them?
Been satisfied what you've seen on the practice field so far?
We had great practices. Awesome. These have been some of the greatest. These last 2 weeks, I couldn't ask for better practices. That is what point you said right there. That is the key. Now, sometimes you're limping into the playoffs. I know last year we had some injuries, and we were really kind of limping into the playoffs. We were doing good, but we weren't at full strength. And right now, we're as healthy as we could expect to be. And every week our offensive line is getting better. Every week our young defensive backs are getting better. Every week it just seems like we're continuing to get better. And that's the whole key. Who's hot? Who's healthy? And I've always said that before at the end of the season. But I really believe it's who's still improving. And we are still improving.
Once again, Mike Scott joining us here on K-Bear Game Day on K-Bear Country 92.3. Arcadia Loop City taking on Burwell. Coach, we appreciate the time as always on the program. We wish you Rebels the best of luck and hope to talk with you again next week, sir.
I do too. Thank you.
Mike Scott joining us here on K-Bear Game Day. The Rebels and the Longhorns kicking off at 6 o'clock in Arcadia. Listen for scoring updates of that game here on our game here on K-Bear Country 92.3.